I don't know what any of that means, but I can't wait to find out.
Huh? Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I'm about to get you those Lady A tickets, but I have to get this off my chest first. Kelsey, you're a Norge. Do you have dogs by any chance?
I do. I do have a dog.
When you walk the dogs, and this is something I ran into multiple times, but recently, when walking the dogs, there's a certain car in my neighborhood, and it's like a Range Rover or something. I don't know. But they always park in front of the sidewalk. Like, there's no parking, so they just parked in, you know, blocking the sidewalk to cross the street.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I see that one, it makes me so mad. It's so annoying. Like, okay, like, you couldn't go find another spot, and you're going to make me walk around, make us walk around the car, right? But then if I have, like, a bag of the dog poop, I'm like, oh, I want to put this on the person's car. So I didn't. But they did it again. They've done it multiple times. They did it again. And when I walked past the car, two other people had put their dog's poop bag.
Where do you live? Oh, my God.
Avondale?
You guys are terrible.
Why?
I would never do that. Could you imagine being the person that owns the car? And, you know, my stomach kind of dropped when you were telling the story because that's the kind of car I own.
Stop.
And I'm like, wait a minute, did I park in front of a sidewalk somewhere? But I swear I did not.
I'm surprised, actually, that you're more mad at the people that put the bag of poop. They didn't, like, open it and smear it on the car. They just put the bag of poop on the car.
Yeah, but you still have to, like, touch the bag. How do you know they weren't malicious and let, like, some of the poop remain on the outside of the bag or something for revenge because they couldn't get across?
I'm going to be honest. I don't care. Like, why are you parking in a place that blocks the sidewalk? You shouldn't be parking
there. Okay, you're not wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong, but you could totally walk around the car. You put poop on someone's car.
Yeah. I could walk around the car as easily as they could drive and go find an actual parking space.
What if, like, there were no parking spots on the street and the other side of the street is, like, street cleaning and they're really late for something and that was the only spot they could find and now you put poop on their car to make it even worse?
I don't think that's my problem. Am I wrong in this? Honestly, I don't care because, and here's why I said, one, because it's happened multiple times, right? So this person's obviously just going, oh, I couldn't find a spot close enough, so I'll just make my own because I make my own rules and I don't care about anybody else and what they have to do in that sense. And it's happened in the winter when there was snow all over the ground, so we had to walk like through the snow around the car just to get into, which also puts us, one, in the intersection, which is dangerous. Two, it's just rude to me.
Okay.
You know the rule.
I know. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Because it's rude?
Right.
Right.
Because you could have wrote on a post-it and like left a nasty message or something.
So you'd rather me be double inconvenience? Not only do I got to walk around the car, but then I got to go back to the house because I don't carry post-it notes on me. I got to go get post-it notes, write a note for this person who decided that they were entitled enough to do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. I don't know about that.
Okay.
They're lucky I don't poop on their car myself. Anyways, thank you for calling.
Thanks.